ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 30 एंटाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ प्रचेताज टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 काशिष्णुना कनकवर्ण विभूषणेन भ्राजत कपोल वदनो विलसत् किरीटः अष्टायुधेर अनुचरेर मुनिभिर सुरेन्द्रैर आसेवितो गरुड़किन्नर गीत कीर्तिः काशिष्णुना कनकवर्ण विभूषणेन भ्राजत कपोल वदनो विलसत किरीटः।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द लॉर्ड्स फेस वॉज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एंड हिज हेड वॉज डेकोरेटेड विथ अ शाइनिंग हेलमेट एंड गोल्डन ऑर्नामेंट्स। द हेलमेट वॉज डेजलिंग एंड वॉज वेरी ब्यूटिफुली सिचुएटेड ऑन हिज हेड। The Lord had 8 arms which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages and other associates. These were all engaged in His service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping His wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinnara Loka. Purport. Generally the Vishnu form is manifested with four hands holding four objects, a conch shell, disc, club and lotus flower. However, here Lord Vishnu is described as possessing 8 arms with 8 kinds of weapons. According to Veer Raghavacharya, the conch shell and the lotus flower are also accepted as weapons. Since the Lord is supreme controller, whatever is in His hand can be considered a weapon. Four hands hold four kinds of weapons and the extra four hands hold an arrow, bow, trident and snake. Sri Veera Raghavacharya describes the 8 weapons as Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Saranga, Sar, etc. A king is always accompanied by his ministers, secretaries and commanders, and Lord Vishnu is also accompanied by His followers, the demigods, great sages, saintly persons and so on. He is never alone. Consequently, there is no question of the Lord's being impersonal. He is always Himself, the supreme personality of Godhead, and His associates are also persons. From the description given in this verse, Garuda appears to have belonged to the Kinnara planet. The inhabitants of Kinnara planet have the same features as Garuda. Their bodily features are like those of a human being, but they have wings. The word Gita Kirti indicates the inhabitants of Kinnara Loka are very expert in singing the glories of the Lord. In Brahma Samhita it is said, Jagadanda Koti Kotishu Ashesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam. In each and every universe there are different types of planets and each planet has distinctive feature. On the strength of these words we can understand that in Kinnara Loka the inhabitants can fly with their wings. There is also a planet known as Siddha Loka where the inhabitants can fly even without wings. Thus each and every planet has some distinctive facility, that is the beauty of the varied creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So here we are. Yesterday we heard from His Grace Premnidhi Prabhu about the glories of the Supreme Lord, and where the Lord is present, there cannot be any darkness. As we have heard also in the spiritual world, Natad Bhasate Suryo, no Shashanko no Pavaka. Because the Supreme Lord and everything in the spiritual world is self-effulgent. In a similar way, here we are hearing beautiful description of the features of the Supreme Lord and how the Lord was appearing. Yesterday we heard that how beautifully the Lord was Suparnaskanda Arudo. The Lord was beautifully seated on the shoulders of Garuda, which was like golden color, and the Lord was of dark color, so it was appearing as if the clouds are hovering over the mountain Sumeru. And His neck was beautifully decorated with kaustub, and where He went, all the darkness was dissipated. Similarly, we see here, the description is going to continue for one more verse, tomorrow also. Today it is said that Lord's face was very beautiful, and His head was decorated, with helmet and golden ornaments. The Lord had 8 arms, with each a particular weapon. So here Srila Prabhupada is saying that generally the Lord Vishnu form has 4 arms, but when the Lord appeared to Prachetas, He had 8 arms. So this is the great difference between the understanding of the Vaishnavas and Mayavadis. Because Mayavadis, they are not free from material desires. They may be renounced, but still they are not free from material desires. Because negation of something is also in the same field of activity. Like for example, in material world, we may be attached to something. Like I want this, I want that. But if that particular atoms become painful to us, like right now it's cold going on. So we all may be desiring hot water for taking bath. We want hot water. Or similarly, when the summer seasons come, we become averse to that particular hot water. We say we don't want it. So in that way, actually both are material desires. Either now we want to enjoy, and now we don't want to avoid suffering. Both are based on the bodily level of consciousness. Whether we want the bodies to enjoy, or the Mayavadis, they think they don't want the bodies to not enjoy. Therefore, their conception of the Supreme Lord, because of his material desires, they cannot understand the Lord fully. And their conception is that the Lord is impersonal. It doesn't have any form. But Vaishnavas, they understand that Lord cannot be limited. Just like that story of that Brahman and cobbler. So cobbler could understand that Lord can do anything. He can even pass an elephant through the eye of a needle. Similarly, we may be hearing so many descriptions of so many forms of the Supreme Lord. Here 4 arms, then 8 arms. Sometimes the people are very averse to the form of the Lord. But a Vaishnava, the Srimad Bhagavatam, gives the description of hundreds of forms of the Lord. And all the forms are bona fide. The Lord can appear in any form. And as we have heard, Anganiyasya Sakilendriya Vrittimanti. He has lotus, and here Srila Prabhupada said he has lotus and conch. But both can be considered as weapons. For the Lord, he can use anything as anything he desires. For example, when the Lord Krishna entered Mathura, he chopped off the head of that washerman only with his hand, like this. Or sometimes Mother Sita, with the help of only grass, protected herself from Ravana. So in that way we see, the Lord has particular in these 8 forms, He has also, He has bow, arrow, and trident and snake. So this is a description of the Lord. Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Sarangasa, there is bow and arrow, and then trident and a snake in His arm. We see many times different, like Lord Chaitanya, He also exhibited beautiful Chadbhuja Roop, a 6 armed Roop, 2 arms of Lord Krishna, 2 arms holding a flute, 2 arms of Lord Chaitanya in a renounced form, Kamandalu and Danda, and 2 arms of Lord Ram, holding a bow and arrow. So in that way, if we see, the Lord's forms are unlimited. And it is the duty of every devotee to always think of the Lord's form. If he thinks of the Lord's form, then he is always free from material contamination. And to think of the Lord's form, it is very easy to begin with to chant the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Nam Rupa Guna Lila. As we advance and we chant properly, attentively, Shuddha Nam, then through the Supreme Name, automatically the Rupa, the form of the Lord, Guna, the qualities and the pastimes are revealed. Like sometimes, once Jayadeva Maharaj was telling that once a boy or a person came to Srila Prabhupada by lecture, and during question and answers, he asked Srila Prabhupada, and when I chant the holy names of God, I see some lights and something like that. So Srila Prabhupada says, okay. He again asked, I am seeing something. He thought that something wonderful is happening. He is seeing some lights. Srila Prabhupada says, no problem, go on chanting, the lights will go away slowly. So the main important essence of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Kalautar Hari Kirtanat. We have to chant the holy names of the Supreme Lord. And through that process, everything will be revealed in due course of time. One need not endeavor separately. And sometimes the devotees may think, we have many limitations, we have many shortcomings, because of our Kaliyuga birth. But still, there are no limitations. As we always hear in outside world, you should always have positive attitude. But in material world, you cannot have positive attitude. Because material world is full of hopelessness, miseries. Only positive attitude is possible for devotees. Because they take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And for Supreme Lord, nothing is impossible. And material world, whatever you do, ultimately is going to be ruined. You may erect a big factory or big kingdom, but ultimately you or the kingdom, either of it or both of it, are certainly at some time both of them are going to be destroyed. So there is no positive attitude actually in material world. People conduct so called seminars and they tell that you should always have positive attitude, optimistic. But there is no positive attitude in material world. Only positive attitude is that taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. That because I have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, then I can be protected. That is the real positive attitude. So similarly, we hear about this bhakti. How this process of devotion is the best process, like thinking of the Supreme Form of the Lord in this various beautiful way. We see today, we can think that the Lord is beautifully dressed in pink dress with a black boundary with beautiful garlands and some flower ladi flowing around the flute, like that. So actually, that a devotee always thinks of the Supreme Lord. He just can't avoid of thinking of the Supreme Lord. And how can he do that? A very nice example. One who has developed love of Godhead can see Krishna everywhere. Example is nicely given in Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Prabhupada. He says, when everyone sees as per his consciousness, when a businessman, even if he goes to forest, he will think, how can I earn money? Oh, here there is a lot of wood. Let me cut the trees and sell the wood in the market, so I can earn money that way. Then he says, suppose a lusty person goes into the forest, he will think, where are some tourist women who has come? He will find out as per his consciousness. When a devotee, even though he may go anywhere, he will see, oh, this is the energy of Krishna. Under the wonderful material Maya Dakshina Prakriti, under the wonderful guidance of Krishna, this material energy is going on. So as per our consciousness, a merchant, he may see anything, he will always see how to make money. And a lusty person will always think of satisfying his senses. But at the same time, a devotee, he always thinks, whatever he may see, like Srila Prabhupada, when the second world was taking place, he was thinking, Krishna has come in Virat Roop. Let me welcome him by offering puri, kachoris, like that. He always sees the hand of Supreme Lord. which is not imaginary. And some people say, oh, devotee is imagine. It's not imaginary at a high, advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. A person can actually realize that. So here, today we are discussing some references to 9 questions asked by Maharaj Nimi to Navayogendras. This Navayogendras was great saint, and they are great saints, and they are traveling. They are self-realized pure devotees. They are traveling all over the world, and once they came to the palace of Maharaj Nimi, who was also a great devotee. He immediately got up and he immediately asked questions to Navayogendras. And our acharyas explained that somebody may object, why did Nimi Maharaj was so eager? He should have welcomed them like we generally deal with in material world. Oh, please come. How is your business going on? How is your health? Do you have any problems? But our acharyas explained, Maharaj Nimi did not ask that way. He directly asked spiritual questions because he knew what is their business. They don't have any business. Their business is only pure devotion. There is no need to ask them. And there is no need to ask them about their health also. Because that is not affecting them in any way. They are always in Krishna consciousness, Vasudeva consciousness. Then he also thought that even getting association of pure devotees is only, even if you get Shanar Dhena or Tulyan Laven Api, then for a fraction of second, it's beneficial. And he thought, what is the guarantee? These Navayogendras travel at their will. Now they have come here, what is the guarantee that they will stay here for long? If they go away, then what will happen? So just like the example is given, when a greedy person, we go to offer a greedy person some large amount of wealth, then he doesn't want to wait longer. Immediately he wants to take wealth. Immediately he wants to accept it. He doesn't want to wait for formalities. Although sometimes out of social etiquette he may do it, but his main consciousness, when is this person going to give me the wealth? He may deal something, he may invite some tea and biscuits, but his only consciousness is, I want to get this wealth immediately. Similarly, Nimi Maharaj, he did not wait for any social formalities. In fact, that was the best way. Like we hear, when Dashrath Maharaj would welcome the great sages, he would ask, Ahit Sitat Yasat, Janma Mrityu Jaya. And how is your business of conquering over birth and death going on? So, Nimi Maharaj knew Navayogendra is already beyond birth and death. They are always Krishna conscious. So let me take advantage of their association. So he asked the question that it appears that you are great souls, and it appears to me that you are wandering all over the universe. And now Nimi Maharaj says that I have understood that his human form of life is most difficult or rare to attain. And therefore, and more rare than that, is to get association of pure devotees who are the devotee to Lord Krishna. So here, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that somebody may ask, if this Navayogendra is already Muktatmas, why are they traveling in the material world? How are they forced to travel in the material world if they are already liberated souls? And the example is given is that sometimes we see a representative of government goes to the prison house, jail. That doesn't mean he has gone to be imprisoned in the jail. But he goes to check out. He is not become, he is a representative of government. It is said he is within the prison to negotiate the possible release of those prisoners who have rectified their criminal mentality. And not only that, they just, yes, they are the representative, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he says, the eternal servants of the Lord are being controlled by the powerful feelings of mercy. And being controlled by these powerful feelings of mercy, they descend into material world as Vaishnavas to deliver the message of Supreme Lord to conditioned soul who are always suffering in the results of mundane work. So these devotees, they are not bound by material nature or three modes. Or not because they come because of just they want to come in the material world. But they come to material world because of they have been influenced by powerful feelings of mercy, and they just want to come and give this joyful method, su sukham kartum avyayam, to every person in the material world. Like that, sometimes everyone can see the devotees are joyful, happy. In fact, a devotee should be happy. If he is practicing Krishna consciousness in a proper way, then he should be happy. Now, Srila Prabhupada says, chant and be happy. Or sus raj vidya raj guhyam, pavitram idam uttamam, pratyeksha avagamam dharmam, susukham kartum avyayam. So, therefore, this Nimi Maharaj asks now Yogendra. He says, please kindly tell me, what is the supreme good in this material world? Those who have taken birth in this material world, please tell me what is the supreme good, the absolute good for everyone. And actually, in this material world, everyone is after that. So, in answer to this question, what is the supreme good? Narad Muni, then this Kavi, the first of the Nanda Yogendras, he starts speaking. He says, I consider that one who has got intelligence, one whose intelligence is constantly disturbed by this material nature, of temporary material world, he can achieve freedom from this fear only by worshipping the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead. In such devotional service, all fear or anxiety ceases completely. So, it is said that everyone in this material world is fearful. He is fearful because he is identifying with his bodies. And as per the advancement of civilization, the causes of fears are increasing. You may have big bank balance thinking that no, I am very safe, but you may fear that your bank may close down. In this Kali Yuga, the banks themselves close down. We don't know what will happen. There are so many causes of fear. We just don't know. I may have a lot of money in the dollars, but the dollar value may go down or something. So many thousands of causes of fears in this material world. Everyone is under anxiety. Our acharyas, they explain, only two types of people are free from anxiety in this world. One, those who are thoroughly insane or lunatics. Another, those who are pure devotees. Anyone in between them are always anxiety-ful. That is the nature of this material world. It is described, the demigod life is a life of, is jubilant. They are always happy. Human life is life of lamentation. They are always lamenting. Human life, we see, always lamenting. This has happened, oh, that has happened, this has happened, somebody has done this, this has, the share prices have gone down, gone up, the trains are late, something, always lamenting. But, and the animal life is a life of fear. They are always fearful. Is there any danger coming? This happening? They are always fearful, looking here and there. Is somebody coming to kill me? This is a human life, animal life, and demigod's life. So those who want to get free from fear, here the Kavi explains that they should accept this Bhagavad Dharma, which is spoken as the Supreme Lord Himself. In Bhagavad Gita we see, Lord Shri Krishna tells, Man mana bhav mad bhakto, mad yaji mam namaskaro, mam evaishi satyam te, prati jane priyosi me. That everyone should take shelter of the Supreme Lord, sarva dharman, parityaja mam ekam shanam vraja. So this Bhagavad Dharma has been told by the Lord and his devotees at many places, and these now Yogendras are repeating the same thing. They are not telling something of their own concoction. And Kavi, first of all, he says, everyone should take this Bhagavad Dharma, which is prescribed by the Supreme Lord, devotional service. Only then he can be free from the fear in this material world. So we see, even the acharyas, like now Yogendras, they don't speak something of their own. They just tell what the Supreme Lord has already told. Then he tells something very important. He says, I understand, O King, one who accepts this process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will never blunder on this path in this world. Even while running with eyes closed, he will never trip or fall. Now Yogendra Kavi is telling about the bhakti, that one who has accepted this process of bhakti, he will never blunder on this path. And even when he runs with his eyes closed, he will never trip or fall. We don't have such a race in Olympics that you have to run with eyes closed. There will be some hurdles, you may have to jump over it, or there may be some swimming things, but your eyes are at least open. Never you see the eyes are closed. But now Yogendra is telling that even if you take the path of bhakti, and even if you run on it with eyes closed, you will never fall. Or you will never blunder. Dhavan nimilasya va netre na skhalen na patetiha. You will never slip. Or let me see, the board is written outside. Be careful, you may slip. You may slip in the material world on marble with water or something like that. But in the spiritual path, especially of bhakti, because in bhakti, a person is dependent on Supreme Lord. In all other processes, dhyan yogi, jnan yogi, ashtan yogi, a person has to put in his own effort. He has to put in his own effort to advance and get free from maya. But we hear in Bhagavad Gita, Devi esha gunamai, mama aya duratteya. It is impossible. As very nicely, his guest Parikshit Prabhu was telling a few days back, that it's impossible to conquer over material energy. Almost impossible. So what is this almost impossible? Means there is only one possibility, and that is mam eva prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Otherwise, it is impossible. Because other yogis, jnana yogis, dhyana yogis, they try to conquer maya without surrendering to Supreme Lord. Therefore, it is very difficult or they will fall down. Aruya krishnena param padam tata. Even if they think that they have achieved perfection, they will fall down. But because the devotees are constantly helped and guided by the Supreme Lord, they never fall down. They always go ahead in their process of devotional service. But essential point, as Prabhupada explains here, bhakti is very easy. How can you perform bhakti? Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. Prabhupada is just chanting, dancing, feasting. And then you have to sit and hear. You don't have to endure. You don't have to go somewhere. You don't have to do some specific exercises or study scriptures very hard. You have to just sit and hear. And that can lead to perfection. And then dance in kirtan and then honor some wonderful prasadam. Like I was meeting some devotees attending Bhagavad Gita course yesterday. They are very much appreciating the prasadam. They think this prasadam is very nice. And they think other lectures are nice. But they say yesterday, because only 2 days have gone. And within the 2 days, they are appreciating prasadam. So process is very nice. Happy process. Chanting, dancing, feasting, and then we can hear something about Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he says, the essential point to be understood here is that when a living entity surrenders to the Supreme Lord and he tells the Lord, oh my Lord, although I am sinful, although I am unqualified, and although I have forgotten you for long, long time, but today I am taking shelter of your lotus feet. From today onwards, I am yours. Whatever I possess, manasa dehogeho, jo kichu moro. Whatever I possess, body, house, family, I offer it to everything to you. The Supreme Lord Krishna, our acharyas tell, has so many times told in Bhagavad Gita and other places, that such a devotee, the Lord promises that he will protect and redeem such a surrendered living entity and bring him back home, back to Godhead. So because of Lord's promise, one who has taken to the spiritual path of devotional service, he is certain to attain perfection. As he says, Sipram bhavati dharmatma, shashvat shanti nigat chati, kaunteya prati janehi, namaya bhakta pranashati. And my devotee will never perish, because the Lord is always protecting him. Then somebody may ask, what does this mean of running blindfold? It is said, this Brahmana has two eyes. They are Shrutis and Smrutis. Shruti scriptures and Smruti scriptures are two eyes of Brahmanas. And if they lack one, then he is blind by one eye. And if they lack both, then they are blind by both the eyes. So sometimes a devotee may not be very expert in reading scriptures. But still, even if he engages in spiritual process, it is explained here, then the Lord clearly states, the Lord will enlighten him within his heart. As Tesham Satate Yuktanam, Vajatam Priti Purvakam, Dadami Buddhi Yogam, Vam, Yena Mam Upayantite. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, that I will give him the knowledge within his heart. So that is the important point. Even we see, sometimes the great scholars, they criticize devotees for being sentimentalist. As Lord Chaitanya also criticized. But Srila Prabhupada says that devotees are actually not sentimentalists. They put forward the best philosophy of devotional service. But then sometimes it is put, this point is put here, that a sincere devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness may not take advantage of the literatures of his spiritual master. But if he is sincerely engaged in Krishna consciousness, then the Lord will reveal himself within his heart. The only qualification is that Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. He has to carry out devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. But then Vishwatri Thakur puts very nice point. He says that this facility is not offered for concocting devotional service. He cannot worship the Supreme Lord in a concocted way, just like the Sajiyas do. He cannot manufacture, because that will lead to Utpat eva kalpate. Without, if you follow your devotional service of your own concoction, that will not lead you to Supreme Lord. That will lead to Utpat, only commotion in your life and in society. Therefore, such groups, Prakrit Sahajiyas, they claim that Lord is revealing within our heart the way to worship the Supreme Lord. So why are you disturbing us? But Srila Prabhupada says that we should understand the Lord has already revealed the process of attaining Him, bhakti. And any further revelations will not contradict the original revelation. But it will only support. Why it is so? Because Vishwanathan Thakur explains that we the souls are eternal. Our properties, our position is always fixed. And the Supreme Lord is also eternal. He is the Supreme Lord with all His energies and qualities. And the relationship between the soul and the Supreme Lord is also eternal. And the means to attain the Supreme Lord is also the same eternal means. It can't be changed. And that means of devotional service is already being told by the Supreme Lord in revealed scriptures. So any further revelation by the Supreme Lord in anyone's heart cannot contradict the original revelation. Because the means, the relationship, the means are eternal and they cannot be changed. So here we should understand the claims of this Sajiyas or any unbonafide person that the Lord is revealing to them. Such revelation should not go against the already revealed process of devotional service. So in this way we see, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam Pavitra Vidam Uttamam Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmyam Su Sukham Kartum Avayam. This devotional service is joyfully performed. And only qualification is to 24 hours engage in devotional service. And then the Lord will protect us and He will certainly take us back. How can that be done? Is Lord tells in the next verse. This verse is very famous, especially at least in Maharashtra. They sing it after every aarti. But they don't follow it certainly. This verse is spoken by Nav Yogendra here. He says, this kayena vacha mansendriyeva buddhyat manava anusrut sabhava karomi yajnat sakalam parasme narayaneti samarpayami. In Maharashtra or many parts of India, after worshipping demigod they sing this verse. But they don't understand, and after this they chant the holiness of the Lord. Achyutam Keshavam Ram Narayanam, like that. And then they sing the Mahamantra also. Hare Ram Hare. But they think this is only for this verse. They forget the essence that karomi yajyat sakalam parasmai narayaneti samarpayami. That this is what this verse is being taught by now Yogendra to Nimi Maharaj. That you may be doing whatever you may be doing, yat karoshi yat ashnashi, Yajosi tapasiyat, yadadasi kaunteya, tad uru kurushva madharpanam. Whatever you may be doing, you should offer it to the Supreme Lord. And when you can offer it to Supreme Lord, then you can easily attain, if you go on this path, you can easily attain the pure devotional service. And how can you attain? What is the symptoms of pure devotional service? Also being told, it's a big discussion, but I'll just cut it short. And Nimi Maharaj is being told further by Nayogendras that evam vratam sopriya nama kirtaya jatanu rago dutachitta uchai hastya atho rodati rauti gayati unmadavanu dutyati lokabhaya. And when a person advances in devotional service, what are the symptoms? When by chanting the holy names which are dear to his heart, he gradually becomes very much attached to that particular name and form of the Supreme Lord. And as his heart melts, he starts in ecstatic love, he laughs loudly. He cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. These are the symptoms of advanced devotees. Jatanu rago, dudachitta uchai, loudly. Sometimes when we are in public place, we feel ashamed. Oh, how to chant? What will people say? But one who is advanced, he just chants, dances, sings or cries loudly in public place without even thinking what the people will say. And even this was corroborated by Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya started chanting the holy names on the orders of his spiritual master Ishwar Puri, next day he reported to his spiritual master. He said, Dhairya dharite nari hailimi unmatta hasi khandi nachi gai yaiche madamatta. That since I started chanting, I cannot keep myself sober. Dhairya dharite nari, I cannot keep it. I cannot keep my dhairya. I am hasi khandi nachi gai yaiche unmatta. To answer, Ishwar Puri said, Krishna nama mahamantra eito swabhav. This is the nature of mahamantra. Ye jape tara Krishna upajaya bhav. When you chant Hare Krishna mahamantra, he automatically develops his devotional pure love of God. And just how this actually happens, a real story. I know one friend, this person comes to this temple. He's not initiated, but his name is Gopal Prabhu. So he sometimes talks to me. He was telling, once he was traveling in a local train, and then he was chanting on his bed, suddenly in his normal way, that was a bit loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he was chanting in local train, and sometimes he would chant loudly, Hare Krishna, a bit more loudly, sometimes softly, as it is described in this verse. Then, you see local trains, there are like six compart, like sitting places, where we see 8, 8, 8, 8. So somebody is sitting on the behind bench. He said, Are ye to pagal ho gaya. He has gone mad. So immediately our Gopal Prabhu, he got up. And people thought, no, it's going to be a tense situation. He got up and he just looked at the side where the sound came. He said, please tell me who told that I have become mad. Then the person was taken aback. He did not want to, he thought, no, he'll be arguing with me. He said, no, don't be afraid. Please tell me, today you have given me the certificate for my devotional service. My spiritual master said that when you become mad by chanting holy names, then you are advancing. So I am grateful to you. You have told me I have become mad, but I am grateful to you. Please tell me, who is this person? I want to offer obeisances to you. So because you have given me the certificate of my devotional service. And seeing this behavior of a devotee, all the people were completely, like they were wonderstruck. Saying, oh, what is this devotee? And he called him mad. And he's thanking him for giving the certificate of devotional service. That's what my spiritual master has told. When you become mad by chanting, then you are perfected. And then all the other people in the compartment, they immediately start asking, please tell from where you get this devotional service. Please give us the address where you visit. And he had many cards at his hand. Suddenly he gave the temple address. He said, today is Sunday. And I am going for a Sunday program. All of you should come. And you can also perfect your devotional life by completely always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, any comments or questions? Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.